我哋睇睇咧，嗱咩叫经历神，或者我今日想同大家讲个咩叫经历神，咩去经历神咧？咩会通常我哋所讲经历神咧，系有几类唔同嘅睇法。第一类咧，有啲人所讲嘅咩就系一啲 mystic 嘅 mystic experience， 即系一啲好神秘嘅一啲嘅经历，即系 mystical experience。譬如好似你有冇试过一啲嘅神秘嘅经历啊？即系譬如好似有啲人话俾你，好似抽离自己嘅身体啊，睇到自己个嗰个啊。呢个本系咩嚟嘅？有好多呢啲嘅物观啊，呢啲系呢个禅观啊、瑜伽啊、神修啊，呢啲系李海济系边个嚟嘅？听住之后啦吓，有好多咧系有呢啲嘅所谓 mystical experience， 即系啲神秘嘅经历喺里边譬如好似。离开你个灵魂，离开身体嘅经历有啲临死之前话经过呢个咩光保罗所讲嘅上三重天有啲咧系我读呢篇文俾你听吓，佢话咧 ，millions of Americans can describe out of body experiences， many more can describe near death experience。Many more can talk about how, in a blinding flash of an all-consuming experience they have felt, even seen the presence of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, or any particular religious personality. 即是有些是很神秘的经历在里面，你有没有试过这样的经历？即是有些打坐，即是有些打坐那些这样的经历，即是总之是这一类的 mystical experience。好多人呢，无论是基督教又好或者呢是天主教又好，或者佛教又好或者呢是这一派的，特别是这一派的灵修神学这一派，是很向往这些所谓 mystical experience， 很向往这个所谓超然的一种的经历，神秘感的经历在里面，即是 in touch， 好像觉得是 in touch with God 这样的。除了这个 experience God 之外呢，这一种是第一种的 experience God 了。第二种的 experience God 呢就是小白，喂，可不可以不要弹琴啊，我把声不够你大啊。唔该，嗱，第二种嘅经历神嘅，第二种经历神嘅咧，就系喺 suffering 里边，呢一种咧最通常，即系一个人喺苦难喺苦难当中你。求祈祷的时候，即是突然间觉得好像很 close to God， 即是呢是you experience God， 即是 when you're in the midst of suffering， 那 我自己很逼真的一个经历，就是太太病的时候，即是我自己人回来的时候，突然间即是一个很不开心，突然间一个转念，即是觉得一个好，即是那时好像神很近的，即是那个是一个在 suffering 里面的一个那个 experience。第三呢就呢是行道而经历神。即是呢你遵守上帝的说话，哇，觉得上帝即是答允了你祷告好厉害啊，比如好像即是呢有人信耶稣啊，即是觉得哇好开心的那种感觉，即是哇神答。 或者你答应咗即係你祷告神答应你，即係呢啲係 practical 啊，即係或者你遵行神嘅旨意，即係譬如好似即係我好似讲返个旨意咁样去嗰个油站嗰度同嗰个入油嘅人话对唔住我错。我去完之后我好开心好轻松咁走，即係觉得神好近咁，因为即係觉得啊我遵行神嘅旨意，即係呢啲即係好 practical 啊。咁第四呢就点样经历到即係经历上帝嘅呢，即係喺 suffering 经历啦，即係你遵行神嘅说话或者神听你嘅祷告嘅时候你经历到。仲有一样嘢经历神嘅呢就係、是、mystical 啊，呢啲系 mystical 系啊，嗰啲系 mystic 嘅 experience，out of body 嘅 experience 啊，嗰啲咁啊。咁另外一种嘅经历神咧，就系咧，系喺弟兄姊妹嗰度经历。啊，咩意思咧？即系咧。好似我讲个桂河桥嗰个故事啦，佢好唔开心嘅时候寻求神好远离，但佢喺弟兄姊妹嘅身上咧，佢好似觉得神好近，即系喺弟兄姊妹嘅爱里边，好似神。所以 Philip Yancey 就话咧，唔系问 Where is God when it hurts， 系应该话 Where is the church when it hurts， 即系当人系。即我想我們就尤其寫 suffering 的時候，當一個人很不開心，有很多弟兄姊妹好像天使那樣 support 你的時候，你就覺得真的神是即是對他一個 很大的經歷，即是這個你可以說這個 fellowship， 這個 fellowship、即有很多類不同的 experience、但是呢我們往往呢就是很想去追求這個很 mystical 的 experience， 但是這個呢是很危險很危險。我提议大家听一听一篇道呢，就是温伟尧在2004年就2003年培灵会讲一篇道，他 exactly 就讲这个问题，他说他自己在1980年代呢很向往这个灵修神学、跟 Henry Nouwen、很向往，但他渐渐觉得呢那些是 doing more harm than good，對佢自己同埋對人，咁佢喺嗰度直頭 apologize， 即係如果邊個因為佢咁受影響，因為佢喺聖經裏面睇到咧，保羅話佢有上三重天經歷，保羅話我一啲都唔自夸呢啲，如果夸我軟弱，即係上帝嘅聖靈係彰顯出嚟。所以咧，佢係即係如果大家有機會睇一聽聽聽温偉耀個我唔記得係咪2004年，佢係講哥林多後書。哥林多後書特別是講佢即係佢嗰個靈修神學嗰個嘅嗰個危險。嗱、好其實咁我都未嗱仲有呢度有一篇文好有趣嘅 ,Experiencing God,、The Neurology of the Spiritual Experience。呢個人呢就佢做咗一個研究啊。佢話呢喺加拿大有一個醫生叫 Dr. Michael Persinger， 他發覺呢如果誰想找 mystical experience， 隨時在找他，他隨時可以給到你，很容易有的。為什麼有呢？他發明了一個一個頭盔，裡面是有些電的，是他不知道他喺個佢用佢一個 neurologist， 即係腦科醫生嚟嘅，佢只要去 trigger 咗你某一樣嘢嘅時候咧，你就可以有呢種嘅 mystical experience 啦。你個 mystical experience 就係呢個咩 near death experience 啊，或者係嗰啲咩身體離去啊咁。佢話咧90% 75% 嗰啲經歷嘅人咧，都話俾佢聽咧 ，confirm 咗佢有呢種經歷。即係純粹係一個 biological 嘅，佢嘅解釋就話咧，呢種經歷的確係有，冇啊。佢話呢個純粹 biological 嘅，即係咧係如果邊個有興趣睇下呢篇文啊，我可以攞所謂 God 嘅 experience 咧，佢其實冚爛係 chemical 啊，即係腦裏邊嘅 chemical 嚇，即係咁我唔知啱唔啱佢嘅。 佢呢一個 finding 係咪有人 certify 咗，我唔係好知啊。不過呢，我想同你講講另外一個，即係點樣 experience God， 點樣去experiencing God， 或者呢係 communicating with God 呢，就睇一睇呢篇文章。我覺得呢篇文章好值得睇啊。就係 Philip Yancey Knowing God or Anyone Else， 好唔好？大家睇一睇99頁呢篇，呢篇好，我寫得，我覺得寫得非常好啊。OK， 或者我讀一讀解一解一下嚇。咁有一晚佢兩點鐘咧，就有兩個friend 就即係佢兩朝頭早兩點鐘就同兩個 friend 傾偈，即係佢哋點樣去好難同神 relate。咁Stanley 咧就講佢 life struggle 即係佢覺得咧 God care for him 啊。咁Judy 咧就話唔係 ，I can't。咁佢嗱留意佢第五行 ，I can't tell you how many times I have tried to make contact with God. All I get for my efforts is a sense of cold, disapproving silence. Because I knew these friends well, I could not help surmising they might be projecting their own family dysfunctions onto God. Judy had lost her mother at an early age, and though her father had worked hard to raise three daughters in a stable home, yet never convey much warmth. She viewed him as a kind of school teacher or athletic coach who would judge her performance and then raise the bar on a note higher. As for God, Judy said that a single phrase used at her mother's funeral, God took her because he needed her more than we did. Form a block in her relationship with God that he has yet to overcome. 即係 Philip Yancey 想講一樣嘢咧，呢兩個人佢對個 God 嘅睇法咧，佢點樣 experience God 同埋佢對 God 嘅 image， 佢點佢對 God 嘅 knowledge 係 obviously 係受佢嘅家庭背景影響，係受佢家庭背景影響嗱，所以佢跟住下邊嗰段 that evening。Reminded me that everyone has an image of God distorted in some way. We must, of course, since God transcends our ability to imagine Him, our experience of family and church combined with stray hints from literature and movies to determine what image of God we carry around. How then do we know the true God? If Judy and Stanley have been describing one of my friends whom they have misjudged, I could introduce them to my friend and help them form a different, truer picture. How can I do that with God? I tried that evening, saying to them, the God you are describing to me, that God does not exist. We had a stimulating discussion despite the layouts, but in the end, they went away with the same image of God imprinted from childhood. 即係Philip Yancey就想話俾你聽，我想問你，你對神點睇法啊？你去描繪呢個神咧，係好受你嗰個嘅細路仔嘅經驗啊，你嘅際遇啊，你嘅 background 影響，而往往你對神呢一個嘅 image 咧係一個 distorted image。嗱，如果咧係一個人咧就容易搞啊，譬如好似譬如舉一個例咁樣，阿勇係我朋友，咁你話勇一啲唔勇㗎，咁樣我可以即刻就解釋你錯啊，你咁樣誤解㗎，即係我可以即刻解釋。但你對上帝誤解，我好難去我點樣？我話俾你聽，你個 distorted view 啊，咁講極咧，好可能咧，你都係going away 咧，就 living 即係 living with the same exact image of God， 即係 imprinted from childhood， 即係呢個佢嘅意思啊。你同唔同意佢講法？But knowing an invisible God, we assume, has little in common with knowing a living, breathing person. Or does it? Actually, the more we understand how the mind works, the more it becomes clear that all knowledge of God, people, or anything else involves uncertainty and demands an edge of faith. 其實你真正認識一個人呢，其實你都好有疑問，是吧？你以為認識啊，其實都唔係認識。你所謂你嗱，譬如好似舉個例，我認識阿 James 係咩？往往咧係成 act of faith 嚟嘅， 很多东西我都不知道，是吧？直至到有一天，哎呀，乜佢系咁样噶？即系有个朋友咧，啊，佢啊，吓，有个你认识我都系好有限嘅，吓、啊，你认识我，哇，苏牧师咩嘢？啊，你真正认识我，哎呀，乜咁噶？佢吓、啊，即系可能都会有咁啊。有个人咧，佢同一个人通讯啊，即系倾偈啊，好耐好耐，翻到嚟翻嬲咧，个个唔系一个啦，佢唔系一个 boy 嚟，实 girl。即是你见过面都不等于你就知道、啊、所以呢是那个 process of knowing 呢是一个 involve uncertainty and demands of an act of faith、啊、这里很有趣、啊、The process of knowing takes place in the brain 你认识一个人你经历人跟你的脑有关 The most isolated part of the human body The brain never sees Even if a surgeon exposed it to light Brain matter would see nothingThe brain never hears. So crucial is it against shock that brain cells can detect only the loudest sounds like a jack airplane, which cause them to vibrate. The brain has no touch or pain cells. A neurosurgeon must anesthetize to cut through skins and skull, but once inside, he can move or cut brain tissues without hurting a conscious patient. His temperature varies no more than a few degrees.So you never feel heat or cold. 一個人的腦呢從科學根據來說呢他看不到東西的。他聽不到東西的。他不會有pain的、你切了個皮切了個骨就會痛的。一進去腦呢你怎麼切呢是不會hurt到個人的。Temperature 是 varies only a few degrees. 這個腦是 totally isolated.Because of the brain's isolation, everything that forms my knowledge of the world reduces down to a sequence of electrical signals, like dots and dashes of a Morse code, reporting in from millions of nerve sensors. Think of the voice that comes to you over the telephone. Someone on the other hand speaks. The electronic equipment converts those sound waves into electrical signals that pass through relayed stations to be reassembled on your end as vibrations that produce audible sounds. If the caller uses a cell phone, the sound is translated into packets of digital code and broadcast through the air, like a radio transmission, before entering your telephone receiver. Yet you hear your mother's voice in a way that seems like a reality. In much the same way, the isolated brain must rely on messages in digital code from its sensory organs.啊、好啊 就算拿聽嘢嚟講什麼叫聽你現在聽到我講嘢其實是很複雜的一個是一個很複雜很複雜的一個 mechanism 來的聽嘢是什麼先、啊、你好像電話聽嘢我拿起個電話我去對著個電話筒講嘢我的 sound wave 呢就轉了做一些的 electrical wave 那呢個 electrical wave 呢就一路透過去即係我唔係好識啦啲 physics 可能Joseph 可以幫我啲咁一路傳過去然後去到呢就 decode 咗佢然後呢就轉返做嗰個 sound wave 咁你聽到咁其實呢你以為嗰個係你媽媽嘅聲音你以為我嘅聲音其實呢係已經經過咗好多好多重嘅 coding and decoding and 含難即係轉咗好多樣嘢㗎咁同樣呢其實呢電話就好似人一樣啦即係呢只不過呢你我一講嘢我講嘢嘅時候呢其實講嘢 communication is a very very complicated process 首先我有個 thought 咁我然後呢 decode 咗 code 咗佢然後就轉咗個 sound 轉咗個 thought 然後就講出嚟就轉咗個 wave 然後你每個人有幾多個 cell 有幾多個 sensory cells 有過十八千萬十萬八萬千萬萬萬不知道多少億、啊、即是那些 sales 呢就是拿了你然後呢就轉了 electrical wave 然後走了進去腦那裡腦裡面呢然後 decode 了然後哦我聽到了原來是這樣這樣所有這些這麼 complicated 的 process 呢是 within one second 在我的腦裡面就做完了 Is that wonderful?、啊、真的是很 wonderful、啊啊、譬如呢他說 The digital rings and I run upstairs upstairs to answer it. Tom, the UPS, United Parcel Service, driver has a package for me. I greet him, sign the package, and return to my desk to resume work. It would take a computer programmer to appreciate fully the marvel involved in a simple act. Sound receptor cells in my ear first detected the frequency of my doorbell, approximately an octave above the piano middle C, and then interpreted the much more variable pitch of Tom's baritone voice. Computer software now has the ability to recognize individual voice prints and even words spoken clearly. No computer, however, has yet mastered the much more difficult task of recognizing a human face.
現在有人拍門了，你進去了，你聽到個鐘聲了，其實已經很complicated，然後呢，你就去見他了，你就認得他了，還有你剛才所說的那些
sensory cells， 還有那些visual cells 呢， 還有他說的 the human eyes billions of receptor cells reported instantly on the shape, texture and color of Tom's lips, eyes, eyebrows, nose and hair. I did not have to consciously assemble the data. My brain did it effortlessly, running the reports from eye cells through a memory bank of all the faces I know and identifying Tom in a fraction of a second.
哇，这个几犀利啊，computer！即系咧，你转咗去嘅时候咧，佢可以喺你个memory bank里边成千上万嘅memory咧，系查到出嚟啊，那个Tom就系边个嚟嘅？我认得佢啊，即系上次呃咗我五毫子嗰个，咁即系啲冚唪唥记得晒喎。 within 1 second
啫，係嘛？啊，咁啊，當然啦。 A colour-blind person would not notice Tom's blue eyes, and a deaf person would miss the pitch of his voice. For all of us, in fact, exceptions or illustrations creep in, misinforming the isolated brain and giving every person who has ever lived a different perception of the world. Yet so resourceful is the brain that it fills the gap and creates a sense of reality regardless. A great composer like Beethoven can hear an entire symphony in his head even when totally deaf.
即係有時你有冇咁樣嘅感覺啊？你好似聽到首歌咁樣嘅，其實冇人唱嘅。你好似聽到個 voice 咁啊，但其實冇人唱。你好似咧，人係好奇怪。 你睇咗出戏啊，或者睇咗幅图画啊，就不住系 refresh 嘅，即系喺你个脑里边不住不住不住不住出现，就算你睇唔到你都出现，睇唔到都出现，睇唔到出现睇唔到出现，系嘛？个个都经历过呢啲啊，即系呢个就系一个好重要嘅一样嘢。
OK， 咁同呢啲有咩关系咧？继续睇埋落去。 有冇問題先？迟啲为止。佢話呢，佢係要唱詩啊，冇辦法㗎。Stephen，冇辦法㗎。我哋呢可以用我哋嘅 receptors 呢係抹咗去 delete 咗佢㗎嘛，可以得㗎啦。好啊，佢講呢啲係咩呢？
I mentioned this and an anatomical background to illustrate that my knowledge of other people, like Tom, the UPS driver, necessarily depends on an act of faith. Although my closeted brain has stored away an image of my friends and acquaintances, I realize that the image involves a large measure of trust. I trust that Tom is not wearing a mask or a fake mustache. And that he indeed works for UPS and is not a burglar scouting my house. I think I know him, but how can I be sure? Perhaps Tom is an identical twin who George shares with his brother.
即是你說他是Tom呢? 其實is an act of faith. 你怎知道他不是假扮的? 你怎知道不是他的twin來的? 你點知啊？小勇收到封信，你點知係你個朋友寫嘅？佢唔會俾人哋假扮嘅咩？唔會係你自己作出嚟，即係其實有好多is an act of faith。啊，係咪？Is an act of faith。So
many times people have surprised and misled me. I have learned that one of my best friends had a secret life of sexual addiction. Then another was abused by her father for 15 years. I thought I knew these friends, only to discover I was missing vital information about them. All human relationships rest on a platform of uncertainty that preserves the mysterious quality of others. In knowing one another, we always fall short.
是吧？其实我哋冇人知道，连自己都唔知道自己啦，冇啊！你知唔知道你自己系咩啊？啊
！But nevertheless, at the most basic level, I trust that these friends actually exist as individual persons, much like me. Can I know that for sure? The problem of other minds poses a major puzzle that has exercised philosophers for many years. I know that I exist. I think I know my own mind, but how do I know your mind?I believe, for example, that when you shut a car door on your finger, something happens inside that closely resembles what I experienced when I slammed a car door on my own finger. Yet I cannot know for certain, because I cannot get inside your mind. I must take your word for it when you tell me how much it hurts.
你没人知道对方是怎么想法的，你只不过是 project 了你的东西落去人家的那里，所以其实你是需要听人家讲，那你就信他而已，是吧？即其实是这样的，就是
How do you know that I exist? You are reading my words on the page. Yes, but perhaps Philip Yancey is actually a pseudonym. Perhaps this book is being written by a ghostwriter or by a programmer at Fuller Seminary who cleverly devised software to crank out books of popular theology.You try to contact me over the internet, you will never know whether it is I responding or simply a concocted screen name. A friend of mine spent 2 years corresponding with a young woman in a chat room only to find that it was actually a young man, pulling a practical joke on her. To me, I am an I. To everyone else, I am a you. And that distinction introduces a powerful strain of uncertainty.
同唔同意啊？好多系 uncertain 嘅，你所讲嘅 knowledge 好多 uncertain。
Admittedly, most people do not go around questioning whether other minds and persons exist. We take it for granted without giving it much thought. Yet individual minds will always mosaic a different version of the same person. Think of the authors of four gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each struck by different aspects of Jesus' personality and life.As they reflected on what they knew about him, different words and scenes came into mind. Or consider the 12 disciples. All of them followed Jesus around for three years. But what different conclusions Judas and John drew about him? Later, a Pharisee named Saul or Tarsus thought he had Jesus figured out, until a personal encounter radically changed his opinion and altered the direction of his life.Knowing another person is a tricky matter involving much approximation and mystery.
其实是一件很难的事，所以我说为什么那些法官经常都判错案，就是这样，你怎么知道，即很多东西都不知道，所以好人坐监坏人出来都不出奇的，你只听他这样讲，你就即是做一个 conclusion， 他是好人就不好人，他是什么，即我觉得是即是有很多的 element of uncertainty 在里面，所以 interview 人是很难的，是不是？所以结婚是一个很大的 risk。 Is that true? OK、所以他说什么呢？
The process of knowing other people may shed light on how we know God. In the first place,I recognize that knowing other minds, whether other persons or God, always requires an act of faith.
是不是？是啊。
Alvin Plantinga, a contemporary philosopher, applies this fact to the question of God's existence. I cannot be certain of God's existence, he acknowledges. I cannot prove it rationally. Yet, neither can I be certain of anyone else's existence. They may all be products of my imagination.
好像庄生梦蝶一样、
I do believe I am not alone in the universe, but because I cannot get inside of another person's mental state, I must accept this belief by analogy or by faith. Plantinga goes so far as to say, after much philosophical argument, that we have we have as much evidence for believing in God as we do for believing in other people.
你說我不信神,我看不見,那你又信人? 一樣其實是一個 act of favor.
In addition, I must assume that my senses never furnish a complete representation of another person. I can learn a lot about you through watching you, listening to you, touching you, yet there always remains a part of you inaccessible to me. The person inside your body, the real you, I discern this most clearly in disabled people who have lost close, dependent connection between mind and body. I have a wonderful friend with cerebral palsy who for years was mistakenly confined to a room for mentally retarded.
其實他不是 mentally retarded, 他只不過是有這個那些叫什麼痙攣病。
Her arms feels about spastically. She could not walk and she made grunting sounds instead of words. Most who met her, tragically even her family, assumed she was retarded. In time, though professional, recognized that Caroline had a fine mind locked inside that uncooperative body. She moved to a more appropriate home, attended high school, and then college. Eventually, she became a writer. Once at her college, a friend read a chapel address Caroline had written. Students sat in total silence and listened to Caroline's eloquent words as she slumped in a wheelchair outstage beside her friend at the microphone. All had seen her wheelchair on campus, and some had even cracked cruel jokes at her expense. Few had made an effort to get to know the remarkable mind at work inside Caroline's twisted body.
所以人不可以貌相就這樣。Another
friend, Don, is currently fighting a degenerative nerve disease, ALS, or called Lou Gehrig disease. I knew Don as a rugged outdoors man who ran a horse ranch and led whitewater canoeing expeditions. When I last visited him, though he sat in a wheelchair, though he could not talk, the nerve controlling voices and languages could not keep up with his mental instruction. He stumbled over words, and the simplest phrases stumped him. He preferred to type his thoughts into a laptop computer, which would then speak for him in a weird Darth Vader type voice. Anyone walking into the room would see a man sitting very still, saying nothing, with a gentle smile at times crossing his face. But the disembodied words that came out of the computer and the lucid email messages I get from Don to this day prove that inside that placid exterior are lively and witty minds and doers.
你不用看誰,你看Stephen Hawkins, 你就可以看出, Stephen Hawkins, 他後面說,
Stephen Hawkins can address scientific gatherings. I read a book written by a French man who could only blink his left eye.
即是你不要看他那個physically很差,你以為他是瘋的,其實他很聰明,即是你的physical
handicap,不等於他是mentally handicap,所以很多時候我們是人不可以貌相的,這樣。The adaptation,第102頁,第二段, the adaptation I have to make in communicating with disabled friends bring up an interesting theological question. Since God has no body, how can we perceive him? How can we communicate with God? Could it be that we possess the capacity for direct knowledge of God? Meaning without reliance on the body and its senses? If so, our knowledge of God would operate differently than our knowledge of other people. Conceivably, a spirit God could use a kind of direct intuition to communicate to people in a process governed by different rules. For God doesn't need our bodies in order to assess our minds. As Tennyson wrote in a poem, closer you see than breathing, and nearer than hands and feet.
即是你剛才我們說話,跟人溝通認識人都是靠很多你的senses,靠很多你的body。神不是一個這樣,
God is a spirit.
你就應該要用另外一樣東西去communicate。
他這裡說出一個introduce很有趣的一件事。 But Jesus clearly hinted after his death, a new way of knowing would open up, not the normal process of an isolated brain forming pictures of reality, but an internal and direct path of knowledge. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. Jesus said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you all the truth. Every creature on earth has a way to contact to the environment around it. It means to pick up and process what is out there. I will call this mechanism called correspondence. In some cases, an animal correspondence can far exceed our human abilities. For people, bats detect insects by sonars. Huh? Sonars, like the shooting ball. Eels, 鰻魚, stung their prey with electricity. 他用那些電波, pigeons navigate by magnetic field. Bloodhounds drink in a world of smell unavailable to us. 就是你就在動物世界裡面,它都不是靠眼,不是靠耳的。蝙蝠是靠那些sonar,那些eels是靠那些electricity,有些是靠smell,有些是靠那些,我們叫這些correspondence. Perhaps the unseen world requires an imbued set of correspondence activated through some sort of spiritual quickening. God is not out there in the material world, and we can only perceive him by gaining a new ability to correspond. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. 但我想讲一样东西就是很多人想追求这个mystical experience. 所以mystical experience 是靠你的feeling, 是靠你的senses, 靠你一样东西去experience God 嘛。 但God也不是這樣,他這裡說得很好,correspondence 你是錯了,你用了一個錯的方法去communicate with God. 你當見God好像是一個material的人, 你用這些mystical way, 用這些去communicate with God, 就一定有問題了。這個很簡單的一個問題。 所以聖經說,是唯有靈才可以跟靈理解。 我們跟神的correspondence 是through the Holy Spirit 就是這樣的意思。所以這個Paul would say at the heart of the Christian story lies the promise of direct correspondence with unseen will, a link so profound as to be likened to a new birth and the key to life beyond organic death. As a pathway into the unseen will, the Bible presents faith, which Hebrew defines it as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Moses saw him who is invisible. That chapter goes on to say, indicating an unusual correspondence at work. From the first page to the last, the Bible renders an account of another reality operating simultaneous to, but usually hidden from, the material reality on earth. The invisible world may sometimes borrow the visible world in an attempt to communicate, as with the burning bush that Moses saw with his physical eyes. Except in these unusual instances, we humans rely primarily on means of grace, such as church, spiritual discipline, and sacraments, to correspond with the unseen world. Prayer, for example, operates somewhat like breathing. It keeps us alive spiritually, as Evelyn Underhill observed. We are creatures of sense and spirit, and we must live an amphibious life. According to the Bible, the greatest distinction between human beings is not based on race, intelligence, income, or talent. It is a distinction based on correspondence with the unseen world. The children of light had that correspondence. The children of darkness do not. One day we will achieve a complete rather than partial correspondence with the world. As the Apostle John said, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
他想告訴你兩件事。 你跟人溝通,人跟人溝通已經有這麼大問題了, you can add a favor. 人跟人溝通是靠我們的耳, 靠我們的眼, 靠我們的 touch, 靠我們的 senses.
但動物都有很多不同，我們叫 correspondence 這件事，動物有不同的方法，神不是一個的好像我們這樣，所以你跟神去經歷神去認識神呢，你不可以是靠，他就提出有兩樣，第一是要靠著聖靈，所以我們是所謂 the light, children of the light 和 children of darkness,我們是所謂光明之子，我們才可以跟神溝通，如果你不是光明之子，不可以跟他溝通，這樣神跟我們溝通的方法是什麼呢？就是賜下聖靈給我們，我們可以溝通。第二，賜下聖經給我們，給我們可以能夠溝通，但是呢最重要的一件事是要 by faith, 所以保羅說 We walk by faith not by sight, sight 呢是這個世界， faith 是另外一個世界，我們是要 by faith 我們才可以 experience 到 God, 即是不是我們要看得見摸得見，即是根本上是不 make sense 的，都說除非我看得見我們才信，是完全不 make sense 的，因為你這樣你就將 reduce 了神去一個 human being 裡面，所以呢即是我們是要 walk by faith not by sight。 那怎樣去 experience God 呢？ 上帝有時會就我們，你想回個鯨魚的故事，他會用回我們的 language,譬如好像 Burning Bush 咁，即係上帝成為道成肉身喺我哋當中咁啊，佢話俾你聽。但係呢個係靠呢啲去，即係而唔係靠呢啲嘅 mystical experience, 唔係靠呢啲嘅 senses, 唔係靠呢啲去經歷神，係靠乜嘢呢？係 by faith。faith 就咩？未見，即係faith 就係呢未見之事的確據，不見之事的實底。所望之事的實底，好像很矛盾，但其實我們就是這樣。我想呢留回大家回去再看，很正的這篇東西很正的，你回去再看下去、我覺得他講得非常精彩。有沒有問題先？不知道我講不講得明白啊，即係唔好意思，即係因為我冇有冇中文翻譯咗啊呢本書。呢本書係叫係 Reaching for the Invisible God 啊 ,Philip Yancey。Reaching for the Invisible God。我哋圖書館有一本有呢本書你可以去借。